with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Just start your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Yeah, it's my Friday. Yup, yup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Skiving again, huh?
Hey.
Wouldn't be like you.
Well, I'm entitled to take some time off every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I'll just stay here and man the ship. No problemo. Let's talk about the gender pay gap again.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. Or am I?
I'm taking it because I can't afford to come to work, Una.
That's Don't, if I have to listen to your fuel woes again, we're all in the same boat.
Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, where I just, you know, you chose to live far away from work. So that's a YP, baby. Your problem.
No, I lived there before I worked here.
Well, then you work here, so you should have moved closer. I don't know. I can't solve all the world's problems, Cooper.
You should. Could you imagine? You should do like a model UN and serve, solve all the world's problems.
I'm telling you, I'd set the world to right.
Purple snack Tuesday, purple snack Thursday, and purple snack Sunday. And then on a muffin on a Monday.
Hey, muffin Mondays.
Muffin Mondays, bring it on. Listen, let's get into it. 41% of people admit that they secretly judge somebody if they see them do this in public. What is it?
Yeah. I said, you're not allowed to drive work till you learn how to park.
Which is so mean.
If Una isn't allowed a nice car and she learns how to park, then we all know she'll never have a nice car.
I have, you know, my parking this morning is elite.
Is it?
I don't know, but I will go and check.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, it's banging. Seriously.
Are
so
the wheels
good.
Turned in? Are they
the wheels are straight are in they? Between the lines.
Not like yesterday then.
Well, it was a bad yesterday.
It was terrible yesterday, yeah.
Really?
A traffic guardie were down there looking at it. They thought it had been abandoned.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
You two cuddle up to that microphone there and give us our question for this morning, because we're looking for answers on 0871 102 107.
41% of people admit they secretly judge someone if they do this in public. What is it?
Okay.
What are you judging people for? Cool.
I'm always I suppose I'd be secretly judging because I'd be like, you know, if you're in a queue of in a shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person in front of you, who's also been queuing for you for a few minutes, because the shop is busy. Mm. People are getting their lunch and stuff. Why not have your method of payment ready and before you get to the till?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like, when you get there, it's like, sorry, just one sec till I look for my thingamajig. I must have left it in the car. Hang on a second. Oh, my God.
That is so true, yeah.
Mm. You're such a dog.
That doesn't make sense. The more you say that, Una, the more you actually sound like an uncle.
You're just so grumpy.
He's right, though. That is so annoying.
It's so annoying.
All right, Bridie, we'll wait here. Sounds, yeah.
That's sexist, Donald.
Yeah, Donald. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
All right, Una, we'll wait here.
Yeah, that's fair. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer. It's a good guess.
Is it wearing your slippers in public? Because I don't think people should be judged for that. I wore them out last night to the shop because I was just like, you know, I'm not changing. I'm just, you know, society, take me as I am.
I completely forgot that. Somebody actually sent me a picture of you on Instagram of you out and about in your slippers saying, look at the state of this one. So people are judging you, aren't they?
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, like, let people do what they need to do to be happy and okay. Do what you need to do to be happy. And if that involves wearing slippers, that involves wearing slippers. Right. Yeah.
It's not the answer, no.
Okay.
But right, we are judging you on that.
We need guesses on 0871 102 107.
41% of people admit they secretly judge someone if they do this in public. What is it?
What are we asking this morning, Donal, for our Survey Says?
41% of people admit they secretly judge someone if they do this in public. What is it you're judging people for?
Do you ever be in a situation where you're maybe are in a bar and there's a little bit of finger food comes out and then there's a sauce and somebody goes and double dips?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you be watching someone eating their food?
When you're talking to them. You know, when you're having a conversation with somebody and...
And what are they double dipping?
Their chicken dipper.
Into what?
Sweet chili and mayo.
Yeah, sweet chili and mayo.
And then what do they dip it in after that?
Their mouth.
Well, how is that double dipping?
Then they dip it back into sauces. The thing.
Oh, that's the... after they've taken Jesus a bite. Christ. Oh, right, sorry.
Just be very clear. I'm very, very cautious. And I tiptoe around you when you ask me a question. Because when I then answer you, you say thanks for mansplaining. Yeah.
Oh, he does love a good mansplaining.
Anyway, is it double depping?
It's not double depping. No.
Double depping. Okay, 087-110-2107.
Emer in Galway says, is it public displays of affection? They can be. You know what? I don't mind them.
A little bit isn't bad.
Yeah. But if they're slobbering the whole time, and if there's like, you know, like if they're mounting laps and things like that.
What?
But if they're just sitting on each other's laps. Do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
All right, okay. You were giving it the other day. We were talking to Shane. It was just like, bring back shifting. And
I'm all for the shift, just not for the
public.
The moves that go with it in public.
Okay. Bring back hands-free shifting.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, not hands-free, you know, with arms around each other, but leave the hands in the one place.
I think you need to write and do graphics and release a little pamphlet of how to shift in public.
I am a very good shifter, so I probably should do that.
Prove it. Donald, jump in there. All right, 087-110-2107. Donald, what was the question, just in case anybody asked what the question was, so we can answer the question?
41% of people secretly judge someone if they do this in public. What is it?
Sean wants to know, is it picking their nose?
Oh, you would judge someone for doing that.
Would you?
If they're not doing it secretly, they're just sat there or in the car and stuff.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twins have started to do that a lot now.
Only now?
Yeah.
I would have put them down as nose pickers from the get-go.
No! Only recently.
It's not the nose picking, no.
Okay.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
I'm Tommy!
Just wondering, is the answer to Scotty Zaddy today wearing pyjamas in public? Come on now, get dressed. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tommy?
Here we go.
Do you know what? What if people changed out of their pajamas into a new pajamas that was washed and hadn't been worn the night before and wore that? Would that be okay?
No, it's still pajamas.
But what's the difference though? Like, they're clothes, and you know, whatever you feel comfortable in, you do you.
It's just indoor clothes and outdoor clothes, isn't it?
You know what? The amount of times that this argument comes up, the less I now care if somebody's wearing pajamas out or not. I'm just like, listen,
each to their own.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. If you want to look like that, fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge.
You're not going to judge. And you judge everyone about everything.
Oh, 100% to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I'm up on my high horse.
Yeah, and you are up there pontificating. Yes, yes.
Right, come on, we need the answer.
Yeah, okay. That's not the answer. The answer is 41% of people judge someone secretly if they're talking on the phone, but really loudly and walking around as if they're shouting down the phone to people.
But I don't do that. I don't do that.
You sit across from me out there, and sometimes it's like, God, what's going on there?
I just know when I'm doing, like, you know, professional calls, when I'm bringing people for the news, I have to project my voice. No, but I have to be professional because there's so much laughing and joking and all the crack that's going on in the office. I have to rise above it. I have to be louder.
Are you saying that you need to rise above everyone in here? Is that what it is, Una?
My voice.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
To be professional.
All right, listen, that is our survey says. We'll have a fresh one for you tomorrow. Let me lift you up. High mornings with
Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Action.
Well, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, you were singing.
I was singing. I'm not singing anymore. I'm afraid to sing because I just get in trouble every time I sing.
It's beautiful.
I know.
Do I sound believable?
I was making up songs yesterday because I said I was beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
There was an onslaughter of voice notes coming from you, and I'm like, oh Christ, I don't have time for this. And I'm like, I just sent him a gift saying, go to bed.
Yeah, but I was giddy and no one was interacting with me. I was making up songs about being beefy, like, you know, I'm beefy and I know it.
Anymore?
I like big rumps that I can't all lie.
That's your go-to for any song.
No, there was way more. Oh my God, I have to remember now what they were about being beefy.
Well, you have to think about that while we listen to David from Mullingar playing Rhyme It.
I'm a beefy mum of twins.
Jesus Christ. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. High score of 8 to beat this week, Una, for somebody to get the entire contents of your drawers, Mrs.
Yowza.
What's in there? Lewis Capaldi tickets, apparently there's a rumour going around that you've snuck a pair in.
I can confirm that is true.
Yeah, pair of tickets to Lewis Capaldi live at Marley Park, June 24th. Tickets are available now. He's taking over Marley Park with C-Mac joining him on the bill, and you can be there too on us. So, get the highest score of the week. It could be you. David in Mullingar. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
How are you doing?
Are you feeling good?
Feeling good this morning, can't complain.
All right, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
No complaints. You know, I get enough of that from Una every morning. First thing, like, even before arriving to work, oh, lads, it's freezy balls.
Well, it is freezy. That's not a complaint. That is just an observation. Isn't it freezy balls this morning, David?
It is freezy balls out, to be fair.
Yeah, it is.
Was your car frozen over?
It was frozen over.
And did you use the frost shield?
I did not. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't. It's springtime. It's practically summertime. I wasn't expecting the frost this morning.
I listened to your weather yesterday. I'm like, I better use my frost shield to park my car not facing north so I don't get a frozen windscreen.
And not facing north.
Lo and behold, who didn't have a frozen windscreen this morning? This guy.
Yeah, because you've got a fancy car and you just press a button and then the whole frost just disappears.
Don't be silly. It's not that fancy. I just get the staff to get up a little earlier.
Oh my God. You're painful.
You know it.
David, are you heading into work this morning? What are you up to?
I'm actually off this morning. I'm in tonight, so enjoying the perks of night shifts.
Okay. Yeah. It's quieter in the night shifts, though.
Sometimes. We don't like to say that word in nursing, to be fair.
Okay. Never quiet. Yeah. Never quiet.
Never.
The Night Nurse. Could be a movie, couldn't it?
Starring David.
The Night Nurse. All right, David. Do you reckon you can beat the score of 8 this morning?
We'll give it a go, see how we get on.
That's what it's all about. It's all about giving it a go, see how you get on. All right, best of luck to you. Your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Net. N-E-T, net. Okay?
Net, perfect.
Okay, your time starts now.
If I run up the stairs, my face is covered in this.
Sweat.
The onstage design scene in a play is the what?
Set.
If your pet is unwell, you take it to see the what?
Vet.
If you can see someone is anxious, you might tell them not to what?
Fret.
A period in which a room or property is rented.
Let.
A rapid stream of liquid or gas forced out of a small opening Jet. Is a what? If I want to buy a bunny, I'd go to what shop?
Pet.
A guitar has many
time
of these.
Time is up.
Fret.
David, you did really well. But you were just one shy of the high score. You got 7.
Sure. No worries.
Listen, you did amazing. Oh, no, hang on a second.
No, you got... Hold on a second now. 1, 2...
You know, 7 it was, yeah.
5, 6. Right, yeah.
I finished the question before, on the last one. So yeah, it wasn't.
The horn went off.
Aww.
1, 2, 3. I'm just double checking now here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. It's definitely 7. All right, David, listen, come here. It wasn't meant to be, but listen, hey, you can come on and play again anytime you like. You're our friend.
Please do.
All right.
Definitely will.
Cheers, buddy. Look after
yourself. Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
David, what an absolute hero. If you want to come on and have a go at playing Rhyme It this morning, you can send... No, or another morning, or any morning. Send us a message, Rhyme It, to 087-1102-107.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Back off from my chips, and that's what it was all about today. And also pay for your own food when it came down to it. Split the bill.
Yeah, and don't be so miserly.
Yeah.
This is shocking today, actually.
It was. Good get it off your chest. Loads of interaction on it. Have a listen.
Yesterday's get it off your chest. We are still getting messages in about what we were talking about. The guy who was giving out about his wife's driving and didn't like to be in the car with her.
Yeah, well, his car was off the road for a while, so he was getting lifts with his girlfriend, and she was a bad driver, and they were having fights over it.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're still getting messages in about it.
I am petrified of my woman driving.
She'd be petrified of her for leaving this message.
I refuse to let her drive me anywhere. I would rather walk. Women cannot drive.
Whoa!
What did I just hear?
Do you want me to play it again?
No, don't want to use. Who are you?
Women cannot drive.
Stop. That is the shocking statement.
It is.
Women of Ireland, rise up. Send us voice notes. What do we want to say to this man who tells us we can't drive?
Yeah.
How very dare you?
How very
what a
dare
sweeping
you?
Generalization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wind your neck in, buddy. You can't make a statement like that. I bet your missus is a great driver. You're just pernickety. Huh?
You know, when you went boom, your nostrils flared.
They did not.
Yeah, they did. Can you just be very careful about the messages that you send in here? Because you've triggered Una, and yeah. I'm terrified.
Get it off your chest. If there's anything that you want to get off your chest, which, oh my God, if I had a list.
Oh, yeah.
You can contact us, 087-110-2107. Who's doing what this morning, Una?
So this is from Anon in Sligo. Hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest because it's actually driving me mad. My boyfriend always says he doesn't want chips or sides when we're ordering food. Like, no, no, I'm grand. And then the second my food arrives, he's straight in, no kissing. Not one or two either. I'm talking like full on, a half portion gone by the end of it. It's the same thing whether we're in a restaurant or if we're ordering in. I'm frightened to say anything because I don't want to look like a savage. To make it worse and to add insult to injury, he will only pay for exactly what he's ordered. There's no splitting it down the middle either. He'll be on the calculator and whipping out the revolute. You'd swear he was from Cavan.
Oh.
My God. I know this sounds like a first world problem, and it is, but it's really been niggling at me lately. What do you think I should do? I'm seeing flags.
Yeah.
And they're not green.
No, they're not.
No.
The whole kind of like, how long are they with? I'd love to know how long they're with each other, because the whole kind of splitting the bill is kind of like, oh my God, getting the Revolut out and the calculator out. Cop yourself on.
That is shocking.
It is.
And like, he's eating. You know, he's saving money because he's not ordering the extra things. And now, then he's eating hers and not paying for it.
There is something that drives me mad, actually, like that. Is like, if you do ask somebody, can I grab you something? And in particular, it's happened with a friend of mine who, if I'd be like, just popping in the shop, do you want me to get your water or anything? He goes, no, it's grand. And I'll hop in and he'll say, can I have a sup of that? And I'm like, I'm going to punch you square in the nose.
But what, like, yeah, that I asked you for a sup of Coke before and you said no.
No, of course no, Una.
That's you don't just share, mean.
You don't share drinks with people.
But you, like, I'm, why? Sharing is caring.
All right, backwash Betty. You don't share drinks.
I don't backwash.
You don't share drinks with people.
Yeah, you do. If you ask me for a sup of a drink, I give it to you. But I'm just a nice person.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting. No.
There's something wrong with you.
Nothing wrong with me.
There is.
There's definitely going to be more people on my side that I will be more kind of enraged that their friend would like to dip their hand in their bag of crisps or take a sip of their drink when you've already said, will I get you one?
Oh my God.
What?
So, if you had crisps and I went to take one, you wouldn't share with me?
I wouldn't if I'd said, shall I get you a bag?
Yeah, but if I only wanted one or two.
Do you want me to get you a bag of crisps in it?
I'd probably say yes, but yeah. I mean, so, well, like, when you get a bag of crisps, the etiquette, by the by, is to open the bag on the table so that everyone can have one. That is crisp etiquette.
No.
And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
No.
You're just mean.
Crisp etiquette is to munch it into, like, crumbs and then pour it into your gob.
Oh, yuck. Okay, anyway, enough about you and your crisps. What are we going to do to help Anon in Sligo?
I know, dump him.
Well, she obviously really likes him.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think she needs to just be assertive and say, Anon doesn't share food.
So you're saying that she shouldn't share food, but you're the one who's saying that I should share my food with you.
Stop making everything about you. 087-110-2107.
Get it off your chest. Don't forget, if you want to get anything off your chest, if you're having an issue with someone, we won't solve it, but we'll give it a go. 087-110-2107.
So Anon in Sligo has gotten in touch because her fella is a bit tight. So they go out for dinner and he won't order any chips or sides and he'll eat half of hers. And yet, when they're splitting the bill, he won't split it down the middle. He has his calculator out and he's got the Revolut out saying, so he'll only pay for what he ordered, even though he's eating half her chips.
He should stay at home.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
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 Okay, 087-110-2107, what are you saying?
He sounds a bit tight there. You maybe just need to do a Joey. Joey doesn't share food.
Joey doesn't share food!
That might be the way forward. Don't let him eat it. If he does half it, tell him you want half the money. But yeah, it's a bit tight.
It's Price of chips, though, these days.
Well, like the price of like just everything, even takeaways and stuff.
Yeah.
So he needs to cough up. He should be spitting it down the middle at the very least.
I'm right. Or yeah. Even paying for it, Una.
Or, exactly. Yeah. Now and again, once in a while.
Once in a while, mm-hmm. Yeah. Equality and all that.
Yeah.
Hi, Una and Cooper. Just listen to your non-dilemma. My first initial reaction was, listen, Joey, relax. With the sharing of the food. On it. She reminded me of Joey and Friends. I don't share my food.
True story.
But then you went on to say that he whips out the revenue card and he's splitting everything down the middle. Sorry, if I was her, I'd be saying to him, listen, you ate half those fries or you ate half the salad or whatever extra little bits are on the dinner table. Yeah. So if they were €5, you owe me €2.50. I'd be just saying that out straight to him. And then maybe the next time when they go out for a meal, he won't be so keen to be putting the finger over and taking her chips.
Yeah, like when somebody orders something and you're like, do you want anything? Like, just say yeah if you want something. Just don't be stealing. It's like, you know, it's like, will you have dessert? Nah, just have a bit of yours.
But what's wrong with that? Like, me, if I'm out for dinner with my friends...
Get your own
dessert, Una.
But I just want little bit.
I know what you know, people who tongue the food then before they try it.
Tongue the food? They, what kind of places are you going to?
When you put your tongue to the food before you put it in your mouth, you know the way.
No, they tongue food. I don't. Why would you tongue food?
I don't know. So, to taste it.
People do that.
Yeah.
What? They just lick it.
Yeah.
So what kind of food would they be licking? They'd hardly be licking a chip.
Yeah. Anything, just any food. Oh my God.
I'm gonna go. I can't wait the next time hurts. I'm out for food with you. I am going to double dip, I'm going to lick the chip, and I'm going to steal all of your chips.
And you're going to tongue everything inside.
But yeah, if it annoys you, I will.
Watch out, lads. Una's on the loose. Share your chips or not to share your chips? That is the question this morning.
Well, I think it's deeper than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got this in from Anon in Sligo. She says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because it's driving me mad. My boyfriend always says he doesn't want chips or sides when we're ordering food. He's like, no, I'm grand. And then the second my food arrives, he's straight in, no kissing. Not one or two either. I'm talking a full-on half portion gone by the end of it. It's the same thing whether we're in a restaurant or if we're ordering in. I'm frightened to say anything because I don't want to look like a savage in front of him. To make it worse and to add insult to injury, he will only pay for exactly what he's ordered. There's no splitting it down the middle. He'll be on the calculator and whipping out the Revolut. You'd swear he was from Cavan. I know this sounds like a first world problem, and it is, but it's just been really niggling at me lately. What should I do, Anon in Sligo?
Right, we've got lots of advice coming in, and people getting their tuppence worth out of this on 087-1102-107.
Hi, I've had a similar experience with the ordering food, so I just think that she has to be honest and she has to talk to him about it. Just say, look, if you plan on eating my food, then you have to either start ordering extra food or else start paying a bit more. Because to be honest, if it was the other way around, would he allow her to eat his food for nothing? I would highly doubt it.
Very true. Doesn't sound
he'd
like
probably that. Be charging her. Yeah, that's €1 for a chip there, missus.
I think maybe it's going to get to an issue when he starts bringing out a weighing scale, saying, well, I had this many grams of chips, so I will pay for this many grams of
it's
chips.
It's not okay. It's definitely a flag. They're not willing to split it down the middle.
Yeah, that's
a
bit
weird.
It's just
really, like, miserly.
Well, I had this and you had that, and then you had sparkling water, which is a little bit more pricey because of the carbonation that goes into it. So that's...
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Just tell them that, look, when you're ordering the food, I'm starving. If you don't order your own or enough of your own, you're getting none of mine. Then when it comes to it, and you're sitting at home, and he goes to grab off your plate, say, pull the plate away and say, no, told you weren't getting any.
Slap his hand.
Tough. He'll have the huff, but he'll get over it. So that's how you deal with him. And every time he goes to do the same thing, he'll soon learn, I better order more or I'm going to be hungry.
I wonder, could you try a more passive-aggressive kind of like approach to it? So when you're, you're the server to the table, Luna, so, and you ask me what I want.
Oh, what can I get you, sir?
Can I get the vegan burger, please, and the sweet potato fries? Sorry, do you have a share policy? Are you allowed to share? Like, if I get something, is the other person, are they allowed to take from my bowl of chips? Are they allowed to do that?
But that's a personal
No, it's just I've heard that this restaurant doesn't allow you reach across and rob chips from people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, okay, so...
See what I'm doing
yeah,
there?
Yeah. I like it. Or you could just not order the chips. Just go without the chips, get rice or something.
Give us a handful of rice.
You know, he's hardly going to...
or beans.
Beans?
Yeah, baked beans on the side.
That's a rogue choice. It is a rogue side.
Loads of messages coming in on this, Una. Get it off your chest. If you're looking to get anything off your chest, you can send us a message anonymously like they did this morning from Sligo. Unless their name is Anon from Sligo, then...
I doubt it's...
I doubt it.
So Anon in Sligo says that she's getting really annoyed because every time she goes out for dinner with her fella, he says he doesn't want any chips or any sides and doesn't order any, but then he will eat half of hers. And then he won't pay for it. He doesn't split the bill down the middle. He's got the calculator out. He's got Revolut out. And he's saying, well, I didn't order this. So I owe you this, but I didn't order that. So I only owe you this. And it's kind of really annoying her. And I totally understand why.
It wouldn't really make you look forward to a night out, would it?
No.
Because you just know what's to come, like.
It'd turn you off your chips.
And there'd be nothing worse than being turned off your chips.
That's a red flag.
It is.
Yeah.
If it was a half decent man, I would pay for the whole thing and never mind that.
Yeah, Chesney. You'd pay for the whole thing.
Or at least go Dutch, proper Dutch. Like
none of that kind of calculus.
Yeah, calculator.
Like, who's even good at sums?
Calculators are.
True.
Hi, it's Joy, Lily and Louie. Our advice for the girl in the restaurant is... Joey don't share food!
What do you mean?
Joey doesn't share food!
Of course he doesn't.
To be honest, he sounds very stingy.
He does.
Yeah.
And whatever happens in the position of a man and a woman goes out for a meal and a man takes care of them. There's no more gentleman these days, is there? The way I am, like, the way I was brought up. If you bring a woman out for food, you don't eat their food and you make them pay for it. You eat their food, but you're going to have to pay for it one way or another. So my advice to her is tell them buck up or good luck.
That's so funny. If you bring somebody out, if they don't eat their food, they have to pay for it. I've always wanted a cowboy hat. Always wanted one.
You'd look well in a cowboy hat now.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that.
No. I remember being in Texas when I was doing Route 66 for Tampa Street Children's Hospital, and we went into a cowboy hat shop, and they made boots and everything. It was fabulous. And no matter how many cowboy hats I tried on,
they wouldn't fit you.
No, my head is like a melon.
Yeah,
it's the size of a melon. My motorbike helmet size is melon.
Is it a slightly larger?
Yeah,
like
melon,
like two melons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay.
One lumped into another. It's like two melons fell on top of each other. Right. There you go. Yeah.
Did you see the price of the cowboy hats as well?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be looking at them.
Yeah.
I like the ones that you get for €2 at festivals, so.
Yeah.
The ones that fall apart in the rain.
Yeah.
They're my favourite.
They don't fit you either.
No. Even after they've been rained on. Anyway, let's get together. That's my little bit of a rant. I want to get that off my chest. I can move. If there's anything like that,
listen.
What?
Don't you be self-conscious about the melon head. It's lovely. People love melon.
What's your favourite melon?
What's my favourite melon?
Yeah, you gotta have a favourite melon.
The yellow one.
Brilliant. Okay, get it off your chest. If you want to get anything off your chest, 087-1102-107. This person was having an issue. Their name is Anon and they're from Sligo. And their other half wasn't paying for their chips. And they were eating their chips.
Their chips. No, so when they go out for dinner with their other half or they order food, she always orders chips and he says, oh, I don't want anything. No, I won't touch any of yours. It's fine. But then when it comes around to it, he ends up eating half of her chips or whatever side she got and then won't pay for them. He won't go Dutch. He won't split it down the side. He'll take out his calculator and he'll be like, okay, so I didn't have chips. I just ordered this and this, so I'll revolute you this much.
Unbelievable.
So this is happening for ages and it's just niggling at her and I don't blame her one bit.
I hope he hears this and then gets dumped. What?
Well, I can't understand how women settle for fellas like that. All the good fellas out there and big fellas fighting over a couple of chips and paying for them.
I know.
Get a real man. If my daughter ended up with someone like that, I'd be disgusted.
You would, and you'd probably punch him in the nose as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, buy her own chips and man up and pay for her chips as well. That's what it's all
about. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I just think your man's just as tight as a duck's arse, so...
How tight is a duck's arse?
Oh!
That would be getting shot at that guy out the door. seems very tight now. But it could be worse. My fiance Nicole there, she, every time we go out, she suggests all the time that I should order, say she orders the chicken burger, then she would suggest I should order the beef burger.
Oh.
Why is that? She wants to eat the half of it. So that could be a hell of a lot worse, folks. Hell of a lot worse. Woman eating half your food. Animal.
But that's just being clever.
No.
It's being clever.
That's just as bad.
It's not. It's not just being clever.
Ordering for somebody else, that's controlling.
That's not controlling. Yeah, you're just, no.
It's controlling and then you want the other half of it.
That's ridiculous. You're just dropping a little seed in their brain saying, oh, doesn't the burger look really nice? Why don't you have, you go for the burger? And then they're all, because it's hard to decide. Anyway, in the first place. So then that just kind of seals the deal for you. So now they've got the burger that you wanted. You ordered the chicken burger and you're like, oh, will we just have a bite of each other's burgers? Yeah, let's do that and see. And you get a taste of the other. So, I mean, everyone's a winner. That's just smart.
No. This is you.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Lo and behold, you want to do something permanent to your body.
I want to get inked.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted a tattoo. I've had loads of piercings like throughout the years.
Where's been your most painful?
Actually, do you know the nose was pretty painful?
Really?
Yeah, because I'd have to, because at school, the teachers wouldn't allow you have it in, so you'd have to take it out at school. And then when you'd come home from school, you had to get an ice cube to numb it and then shove it back in.
Oh my God.
So it wouldn't close.
Tell me more.
Yeah. And the top of the ear was actually quite painful. The lip was grand. But
you had your lip done as well.
I had my lip done as well, yeah.
Did you ever think of linking them up with little chains?
No, funnily enough, I did not.
I think that would look amazing.
No.
You would look so good.
No, I'm over the piercings now, so it's all about the tats, the tatties. So,
tattoos, yeah.
Tattoos. Yeah, so I, because I've always wanted one and I've never really known what to get. And now I just look at my two beautiful feral children, twins, and I'm like, okay, you'll do. So
are you going to tattoo them?
No, even though every day Jamie asks me if he can get a tattoo of Vinicius Jr. on his arm and he's crying. Why can't I get a tattoo? But anyway, I'm getting one. And something to do with twins, but I'm just not sure what.
Who are your favourite twins?
My favourite twins?
Yeah,
Sadie and Jamie.
No, apart from those two. There must be twins in the world, famous twins.
I can't think of any except for the Olsen twins.
There you go.
The Parent Trap twins.
They're not real twins.
Don't care. Love the Parent Trap.
All right, well, this is how Una got into wanting to get inked.
All right, Una, in your life, what the heck is going on? What do you need help with?
So I think the time has come, because I've wanted this for a while now, for me to get stamped. I want a tattoo.
You want a tattoo?
Yeah, I've always wanted one, and I want it to be something about my twins. And I saw this beautiful video online where that made me cry.
Oh, God.
So it was a video about a tattoo that a mother got. So the tattoo artist puts ink on the tips of her little boy's fingers. And then he holds his mom's hand. And then where the imprints are left on the mom's hand, the artist drew hearts there. So there's five hearts just going across her hand where his little fingers were holding her hand.
Mm.
So that, like, forever and ever and ever, she can see that and she'll have that, and this is where my little boy's, this is where he used to hold his hand. And I thought that was powerful. I thought it was beautiful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
So, but I showed it to people around the office and they're like, that's sad. They said, that is so cringe.
It wasn't emotional.
So I loved it, and to be honest, I probably wouldn't listen to them except for the fact that because I have twins, I'd have to have the hearts on both hands, and that might be a little bit much, a little bit OTT. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you showed it to me, and it did look like the kids had just drawn little dots in your hands.
Yeah, well, okay, fine, but I'd be going to a different tattoo artist that would know how to draw a heart or a little star or some kind of little sign,
yeah,
just where their fingers. But do you think that on both hands it would be a bit too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Tattoo is
very, be real, man.
It's a very personal thing, and it's down to the individual of what they want to get. So, yeah, if that's what you want, go for it. But what I will say, to test how you feel about it, draw that on your hand, how you want it to look, and see how comfortable you are with it on your hands and how long, like, use a permanent marker, like, draw it onto your hand and see how, look, you don't even like the idea of that.
No, I'll have to. I'm just wondering, is it a bit OTT? And did you think it was a cringe video?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need ideas.
Yeah, but also that's somebody else's idea. Tattoos are very personal.
Yeah, but it's a really nice idea.
It is nice, so maybe take inspiration from it. But, like, don't just do the same thing that somebody else has done.
Yeah, okay, fine. I just need a couple of ideas then.
You go,
I can't think of anything. Like, all I got is, like, you know, maybe two love hearts on my wrist, but I want something a bit more, a little bit different. More special.
Oh, on your knuckles, love and hate. help Una out. Una's getting a tattoo, though. Wants to get a tattoo to represent her children.
Yeah.
You were talking about getting one where their little handprints leave kind of heart marks in your hand.
Yeah.
Where they hold your hand and stuff.
But then I'd need to get two of them. So I'm like, is that a bit OTT?
But it'd also be 10 tattoos.
Mm. It would be 10 tattoos, yeah. They'd be small.
They'd be tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny little hands. But we're getting suggestions in on 087-110-2107.
Una, you should get both of your twins to do a thumbprint. And then the tattoo artist can shape them into like a heart design. But so the heart design will actually be both their thumbprints.
So the thumbprints.
That's lovely.
Heart design. That's a really
yeah,
nice
Yeah, I really
idea.
Like that.
That's a nice idea. Where would you get that? Would you get that on your cheek or on your neck or something?
On my neck?
Yeah, why not?
No, I get it on my wrist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Una, it's a fab idea, but I'll give you an idea.
Here we go now.
If you get your kids' handprint, we'll say, onto paper, we'll say, and put each hand on your shoulder, like as if they're hugging you, that would be beautiful.
Aww.
That would be gorgeous, but I'd never see them.
Oh yeah, it'd be something for you to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiona says, a tattoo of tiny twin teeth marks on your arm in memory of the biting stage.
I love it. Listen, don't make your decision yet. Like, don't go getting it done tomorrow.
No, wait a minute.
We will come back to this. We'll revisit this. Maybe somebody can maybe draw something for you. Actually, there was a lot of messages coming in from people saying, get the twins to draw something and then you get
you want to see what my twins draw, they're four. No, I couldn't do that.
Yes, please.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Any more songs?
Oh God, well you should have given me time because I sent you loads of songs yesterday.
I prefer you to sing them.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to get them up to remind me. Can you remember any of the songs I put in yesterday? Because I was having so much fun.
Not going to lie to you, when I saw a voice note, I just turned my phone off.
Okay.
I was trying to get a nap in.
I'm a beef, I'm a mother, I'm a child, I'm a heifer.
I'm a beef, I'm a mother, I'm a child, I'm a heifer.
I'm a beefy bit of meat. There's another one somewhere, there's another one. Go on.
There ain't no tenderizing. Big rumps again.
Oh, yeah.
There she goes. All right. I suppose that's more stuff that you can work on.
My beefy songs about my beefy self.
All right. Enjoy the beefy Marty tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, he is beefy.
He is beefy.
Oh, he beefy.
Would you stop? Yeah. Calm down.
Sorry. God.
All right. Enjoy your bank holiday weekend. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Have a beefy bank holiday weekend. Glick.